Forced Migration Review, Issue 39, June 2012. Migration and Revolution, by Hein de Haas and Nando Sigona. The Arab Spring has not radically transformed migration patterns in the Mediterranean, and the label migration crisis does not do justice to the composite and stratified reality. From the outbreak of the popular uprisings in North Africa and the Middle East, European media and politicians were preoccupied with the prospect of tidal waves, of North Africans reaching Europe. These sensational predictions lacked any scientific basis, so it should come as no surprise that they have not come true. Nonetheless, migration in its various forms has played a key part in the uprisings that spread across these regions. The columns of vehicles escaping from cities and villages under siege in Libya, the migrant workers awaiting repatriation in the holding centres in Egypt and Tunisia, the boats crammed with Tunisians and sub-Saharan Africans crossing the Mediterranean Sea and landing on the island of Lampedusa, and the numerous Egyptian emigres and university students returning to Cairo to join the protests in Tahrir Square, are a few examples of the ways in which human mobility has intersected the events in North Africa. Recent migration events are not simply a side effect of the revolutions. The possible links between declining opportunities for migration from North Africa to the EU, due to the economic crisis and intensified border controls, and the exclusion and discontent of disenfranchised youth on the one hand, and the protests on the street of Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Algeria, and Morocco on the other, deserve closer consideration. As a starting point, it seems useful to distinguish between the uprisings themselves and the subsequent transition and consolidation of new political regimes. This allows a clearer overview of mobility patterns, the various ways migration and forced displacement have intersected with the popular uprisings over time, and the models of engagement adopted in this rapidly changing political situation by international agencies that otherwise would be lost in the generic label Arab Spring. From the Northern Shores, quote, "In 2011, the EU missed a historic opportunity to demonstrate its commitment to the foundations it is built on. It is as if we've said to them, it is wonderful that you make a revolution and want to embrace democracy, but by all means possible, stay where you are because we have an economic crisis to deal with here." End quote. Cecilia Malmström, EU Home Affairs Commissioner. This quote from a public lecture at Harvard University in April 2012 reflects a remarkably candid assessment of the ambiguity of response by the EU and its member states to the migration flows associated with the political instability and economic insecurity in North Africa and the Middle East. The array of documents, policy statements, and position papers issued over the last year by EU institutions highlights an anxiety about the exodus of North Africans towards the northern shores of the